Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to put a measure on the ballot.
I'm very concerned about our budget.
Governor Rick Snyder has met with more than a dozen.
It's Wednesday, the morning we talk with Michigan Radio's political analyst, Jack Lessenberry, about what's going on in state politics. Jack, we're in the second week of the trial challenging gay marriage in Michigan. What have we heard so far on the case in the federal courtroom in Detroit?
Well, there's been a lot of so-called expert witnesses or attempted expert witnesses talking about whether or not two same-sex people can provide the same kind of stable home environment or as good an environment as conventional heterosexual marriage. The prosecution was highly embarrassed the other day when the judge threw their first expert witness out, saying he didn't have any standing, he didn't have any expertise, he didn't have any degrees, and all he had was his opinions. But this is sort of a battle of opinions, which this is a couple nurses who have three children that they want to jointly adopt. They're not able to do that under Michigan law. They want to both change the state's adoption code and have the state's constitutional amendment outlawing same-sex marriage struck down. No matter what the judge does, this will probably be bundled with other cases and sent to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Flint's Mayor Dane Walling is calling for a $70 million war on blight to help tear down about 6,000 buildings in the city. What are your thoughts on the mayor's call?
Well, it certainly sounds like a good idea, but as my spouse sometimes says to me, there ain't no money, honey. The city doesn't have any money. This is all predicated. He said, well, he's going to ask Congressman Dan Kildee to get the $70 million from the federal government. Well, that's not likely to be very easy, especially since Kildee has very little seniority, and he's a Democrat, and Democrats are in the minority. So what's going on here is the mayor is trying to sort of establish himself, and he would like the city to take back control from the emergency manager, Flint being one of the five Michigan cities that's now under an emergency manager. And I think he's trying to get some popularity with people in the city. But unless that money magically appears, it's not going to happen.
And finally, President Obama unveiled his 2015 budget proposal yesterday. What in his plan will affect Michigan specifically?
Well, a lot of things. There's been great disappointment because the budget does not call for $250 million specifically for a new customs plaza that they need to build, that the government needs to build, so they can build a new bridge across the Detroit River, the new international trade crossing bridge. And the Canadians are sort of dismayed, but this budget does have about a little less than $500 million budgeted for things like this, improvements to bridges and roads, and it's conceivable some of that money might go for the Customs Plaza if Congress approves it. In general, this is not a great budget for Michigan. It cuts money for Obama's own program, the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, to sort of clean up the Great Lakes, cuts that by about $25 million. And there's talk that they're going to eliminate some what the government says are obsolete airplanes and military installations, which would, of course, hurt places like Selfridge Air Force Base. Now, we have to remember that no budget proposed by any president gets passed intact. This will undoubtedly be changed by Congress, especially since Republicans hold one house of Congress. And this is just sort of an opening shot.
All right, Jack. As always, thanks a lot.
Have a great day.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.